Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 5th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Helix Biopharma concludes review, will not proceed with proposed equity drawdown subscription facility with GEM. Helix Biopharma Corp. has decided not to proceed with the equity drawdown subscription facility with GEM Global Yield LLC, SCS, and GEM Yield Bahamas Limited. Despite receiving shareholder approval, Helix determined that the facility no longer aligns with its capital strategy. The company is exploring alternative financing structures to advance its clinical programs and achieve its corporate objectives. Helix Biopharma remains committed to securing the capital needed for its innovative oncology solutions, such as tumor defense breaker LDOS-47 and other promising candidates like Lumuna and GemCeta. For more information, visit helixbiopharma.com. Investor news breaks: HealthLink Corp., OTQIK, completes reverse stock split to support growth plans. HealthLink Corp., OTQHLYK, has completed a reverse stock split to strengthen its capital structure and align with institutional investors. The move reduces outstanding shares, raises per-share price, and supports potential uplisting opportunities. The company recently launched its AI Healthcare Guide, ARI, and continues to expand its telemedicine platform. HealthLink is in talks with major insurance carriers to integrate its technology, positioning for scalable revenue growth. The platform connects patients with providers for virtual or in-office appointments, consolidating medical records for improved care coordination and cost savings. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/hlylk.
Q&A with Curtis Anderson, CEO and founder of NRSA. Curtis Anderson, CEO and founder of NRSA, grew up in Idaho, learning to do more with less. NRSA simplifies healthcare staffing, connecting facilities with skilled nurses directly. NRSA has grown from 20,000 to 2.5 millimeter patient hours annually in less than 36 months. With over $100 million raised, NRSA serves 1,500 facilities and 100,000 nurses nationwide. NRSA's mission is to get a nurse to every patient in need. The platform eliminates middlemen, providing seamless connections. The pandemic accelerated the nursing shortage crisis, highlighting the undervaluation of nurses. NRSA has had a tangible impact, enabling nurses like Beatriz Perez to balance work and life, while helping facilities reduce costs and improve turnover rates. NRSA's tech-driven approach prioritizes nurse autonomy and flexibility, leading to better patient care and staff well-being. NRSA's future involves expanding services to transform the healthcare workforce ecosystem, delivering personalized user experiences and AI-driven solutions for improved care.
Serotonin Centers debuts first Connecticut location. Serotonin Anti-Aging Centers has opened its first Connecticut location in Stamford at the High Ridge Shopping Center. Offering a range of treatments including medical weight loss, hormone replacement therapy, and body contouring, the center aims to support health and well-being. Owned by Chris Rotondi, the center provides personalized health plans designed by licensed medical practitioners and health coaches. With a focus on hormone restoration, aesthetic enhancement, weight control, and immunity, Serotonin Centers is at the forefront of the anti-aging industry. For more information, visit their website or call 203-701-82000. NCI halts funding for consortium conducting trials on childhood brain cancers. The NCI, or National Cancer Institute, has announced the discontinuation of funding for a 26-year program focused on pediatric brain cancer studies. This decision highlights the importance of for-profit entities like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, in advancing research in this critical area. Investors can find the latest news and updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform that delivers access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors. For more information, visit BioMedWire's website.
Tech Media Breaks. HealthLink Corp., OTCQB HLYK, completes reverse stock split to support growth plans. HealthLink Corp. has completed a reverse stock split to strengthen its capital structure and align with institutional investors. The move reduces outstanding shares, raises per-share price, and supports potential uplisting opportunities. The company's AI healthcare guide, ARI, has been launched, along with nationwide telemedicine platform expansion. HealthLinked is in talks with major insurance carriers for technology integration, positioning for scalable revenue growth. The company's platform connects patients with providers for virtual or in-office appointments, consolidating medical records for improved care coordination and cost savings. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. TechMediaWire is a communications platform focused on technology companies, offering a wide array of tailored corporate communications solutions for private and public companies seeking to reach a broad audience.
Shala Hormone Health launches NourishCord. Shala Hormone Health has launched NourishCord, a dual-action blend of prebiotic fiber and digestive enzymes aimed at nourishing healthy gut bacteria, enhancing nutrient absorption, and promoting overall wellness. CEO Tori Poulter describes it as a daily dose of hormone confidence designed to help individuals feel lighter, more energized, and in tune with their bodies. With 97% of women not meeting daily fiber needs, head of sales Samantha Ballard notes that NourishQuid simplifies fiber intake, supporting energy, cravings, and hormone health. The product contains 5 prebiotic fibers and 5 digestive enzymes to promote gut balance, regularity, and nutrient absorption. Each bag provides 48 servings and is priced at $34.99. NourishEat is gluten-free, vegan, and non-GMO, making it easy to incorporate into daily routines. Learn more at shala.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.